This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The rally in Royersford, getting you ready for the season, which of course starts tomorrow night. We broadcast on the McGurk's in Royersford. It's presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Hey, be sure to be here not only today, but any day. And that includes, of course, a game day. This is a great spot to be for a game day. Get some drinks, get some food, hang out with your family and friends, or make some new friends here at McGurk's in Royersford. Today, breakfast is ongoing right now, $12 for some great breakfast sandwiches, so please get them. Hugh will obviously be here at 10 o'clock, Hugh and Joe with their show. There is the Hugh Douglas Jack Daniel's signature drink called the Locker Room Punch, and it is called that because of the Hugh-Terrell Owens fight years ago. And Hugh and T.O. may break bread or break faces, depending on what happens from 5 to 6
You're saying we might get the McGurk's punch today?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
The there McGurk's punch. Maybe the McGurk's counter punch. So be here today. You can, like, literally be here today with Hugh, with Terrell. Yeah, Hugh Douglas. But T.O., T.O., who obviously doesn't come back to Philly too often, will be here today and 5 to 6 at McGurk's in Royersford. All right, so I said it earlier. Let me say again as I get ready for this competition versus Fritz, the basketball game, which we are almost positive will be Tuesday of next week at 4:30. We still don't have the location, although we're getting close to being able to announce that. I will be I'm looking to hoop with anyone in the Delaware Valley that wants to hoop it up today. 4 o'clock behind the Beth Air Shopping Center in Huntington Valley.
So I love this so much.
If you like to play ball, come on out. Huntington Valley, my hometown. I used to play there at the good court behind the Beth Air Shopping Center in Huntington Valley. So please be there. It's right by the corner of Huntington Pike and Welsh Road. And we'll play some ball starting at 4 o'clock, get some good running, and get that conditioning up. All right, 215-592-9494. Merrill, do you get more nervous for game one than, for instance, game two?
I get more nervous for a preseason game.
Whoa.
When I have 90 numbers,
okay,
half of only known to their mothers.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, the easiest game to do is the Super Bowl because you know both of these teams so well, and there is so much to focus on. You get to the second half of a preseason game, I actually have topics in a corner of my notebook that I can bring up with
sure.
my quick
sure.
game
yeah.
plays.
Yeah.
And he actually did have to use those in the final preseason game up in MetLife. Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
Yeah,
not surprising.
Came in handy
in that one.
Yeah, because I always say it's not my job to make a game exciting.
Yeah.
It's my job to transmit the excitement that exists.
Sure.
But it is my job as a broadcaster to keep a broadcast interesting.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to worry about. But to be absolutely honest with you, I am nervous before every game.
Yeah.
Cindy gives me a stack of pancakes before because I can't eat once I get to the stadium until Joe McPeak cues us and we go on the air and I feel like I'm floating for the
That's
next
great.
3 hours.
Love
hey,
it.
Hey, Ross. And
Ross's face when you just said that,
yeah,
by the way.
Ross,
I have no trouble eating whatsoever before the game. It does not affect me. I eat two or three times before the game. Right when I get there, the Eagles have that side table with a Philly pretzel. I'll usually grab one of them. Then I'll have an entree. Then at halftime, this is not an amateur hour, I will get another Philly pretzel that I have saved for the drive home after the game
Strong.
In traffic.
Smart.
Mike Quick is, Mike could eat right through the game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And my friend Jim Nance, who was a wonderful guy, I saw a thing that says Jim Nance eats popcorn during the game.
No way, really?
I couldn't. Yes, he does.
I couldn't do that. I mean, I'd be choking and coughing.
Terrell
and
worried that it gets proud. In your teeth. You'd be worried that it gets in your teeth.
Yeah. I love that my friend Jim Nance there, too. That was great. I love it.
Jim's a great
Hello,
guy.
Friends.
The how hard this season, the defense, a lot of the concern that's circulating is the new faces, you know, how hard is it going to be for Moro Ajomo, even though he's not a new face? We're depending on him at a new level this year. How hard is it going to be for him to do Milton Williams, a Milton Williams impression?
Well, I think that's one of the things that's so interesting about this team is that for so many of these guys, I think we're assuming that they're going to pick up where they left off in the playoffs and or take the next step. You know, Nolan Smith. Jalix Hunt, Ajomo,
yeah.
Jordan Davis had sacks the NFC Championship yeah. game and the Super Bowl. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. You know, I hope that's the case, but the reality is, of these five D linemen or four, however many we're talking about, I think one of them is probably going to end up not being what we're hoping he would be or wanting to be. I don't know if that's Hunt or Nolan Smith or whoever, but I think we're all assuming a lot when it comes to this defensive line. But maybe John's even better than we think. You know, so maybe see, these are young guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they actually are even better, and maybe they take a step forward. We just they're not like proven commodities yet.
Ross, what's your biggest concern about tomorrow night?
Probably that Dak Prescott really gets hot, and that the Cowboys could somehow win a shootout. You know, I don't know. We don't. I just said it. No more Josh Sweat. No more Milton Williams. Maybe Dak has time. And maybe they really attack Adoree Jackson. Maybe they really attack Sidney Brown. There's a mental mistake. They get some big play. George Pickens is a freak. We know what CeeDee Lamb can do. You know, that's the only scenario where the Cowboys win, in my mind, is if Dak has a really good game, which, by the way, he's had a lot of really good games over the years against the Eagles.
Oh, he's beating the Eagles more than the Eagles have beat him.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So that's the only way the Cowboys win is if Dak and the receivers are able to have a huge night against sort of this revamped Eagle secondary.
But, you know, I don't know that he's going to be the mobile Dak Prescott. Don't forget, he is coming off of an injury where the hamstring had to be reattached to the bone.
Yep.
Really serious. He missed 9 games. I don't think he can be that kind of running Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he had the ankle thing not that long ago, too. He's had multiple lower body injuries that are serious.
All right, let's get some calls in here. I do apologize for not getting many calls today because I know we've got some people on hold. Obviously, we've had a lot of content with so many guests that include Sheil, Ross, Merrill. But let's get some calls in right now. Talk to Mac in Philadelphia. Mac, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing great, Mac.
I'm ready. It's game time. I mean, I'm one of the biggest fans, if not the biggest fan. But to put the whole fandom aside, I'm gonna be honest with you. I personally, if I was a player, I lived it. I won the game. I had the tours. I had the Super Bowl. I had the parade. This is an NFC opponent. NFC East on top of that. It's a battle. It's always a battle. I think Nick Sirianni has the right mindset. I mean, not just the fact that, hey, last year is last year, but we got to focus on the Cowboys.
Listen, Mac, you bring up some good points. Let me give you an extreme analogy. This is about as extreme as it gets because I'd like to see the players out there. But again, I understand it. I'll give you an extreme analogy. If this was 2,000 years ago in the Roman Colosseum and they were gladiators and they were about to fight to the death, which the guys tomorrow night are not, but it's very violent, very dangerous, and it's very competitive. But if they were about to fight to the death in the Roman Colosseum and I had won the last fight and they wanted to honor me for winning the last fight, but I was about to fight for the death 5 minutes later, I would not want to be part of the ceremony to honor the last time I won the fight to the death. You know what I'm saying?
That... You're locking in at that point. You know yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Yeah, that's.
You set some pretty wild stakes right there.
That's my point. They're locking it in.
Maybe because I'm getting ready for the basketball game versus Fritz.
Oh, that's the left. Right? There we go. Life and death. There
like,
we go.
Like Rocky said to Adrian.
Who's calling fouls in that, by the way?
Well, we're working on
getting
the ref.
It's an important question, Ross. Yeah. Yes.
We're going to get a ref. We're talking to a couple NBA refs.
You need to have a ref.
No, we will have a ref. We will not have a game if we don't have a ref.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And just play basketball. I have to tell you. Get it over with. Rough house. Play grown man prison style basketball. Point blank period.
Mac, I'm gonna beat him, man. I'm telling you. Mac, give me an answer. What was highly anticipated?
Somebody already took my answer with the OJ. So, me being the biggest Eagles fan and what I was experiencing in 2017.
Yeah, I already said that one. You got to give me a different one. I already said 2017.
Oh, somebody get. All right, here you go. Michael Jackson halftime. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was at the Cowboys Bills Super Bowl, the first one. Good one, Mac. Merrill, go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I was going to say, because you talked to John, just brought up Moro Ojomo and who to keep an eye on this year. I'm going to give you a number to keep an eye on as making a very, very significant contribution this year.
Hmm.
Number two, Jahan Dotson.
Ooh.
Because last year he came in before the last preseason game and really never was in part of the chemistry.
Never gotten into the full
year,
swing.
We've watched him this summer, and I watched him. I'm a big Penn State fan. I watched him at Penn State. He's a phenomenal receiver. There's a reason he was a number one draft pick of the Commanders.
Yeah.
And I think this year he is going to be a go-to guy. I know they have a lot of great wide receivers, but he'll be open.
Merrill, I'm excited. Ross, I hope you guys share my excitement on this front. And I'm with you, Merrill, and I'll take it one step further. It does feel like there's a similar, on both sides of the football, where we once had weakness at third, at the zebra wide receiver, at the third wide receiver spot, and the inside linebacker spot, where once this team was just bereft of talent. Now, I love Darius Cooper. I love John Metchie. I love Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
And so where once we had a dearth of talent, now we've got three guys I'm really excited to see. And on the other side, inside linebacking, we're what, five deep now?
Right.
Guys are so skillful.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Side to side, they can do everything. It's just, it's a changing of the guard,
sure, Campbell,
on both sides of the ball.
Campbell will be out there, but let me tell you something. Young Trott can start for a lot of teams.
He sure could. He sure could, and he will not play much on the defensive side of things because of the talent in front of him here.
Yeah, two quick things. One is what you said about Dotson, John. He's in the same category as the young guys on defense in that he played his best in the playoffs. Remember the Packers game?
Yep.
NFC Championship game? So he's another one. Does he pick up where he left off, or does he take the next step? The other thing, you guys were playing audio earlier of Sirianni talking about the roles for each team. I thought that was interesting when he specifically talked about Darius Cooper maybe being the dirty work guy and like doing some of the blocking. That would be news to me. I mean, he made it sound like perhaps Cooper is going to be active and Cooper is going to have to do some of that block. Which
the Johnny Wilson
undrafted rookie Tarleton State. That's a big ask for it.
But that's the thing. But he's built when you look at him and you say, okay, first thought is he's a Deebo Samuel running back hybrid wide receiver.
That's the body type
because
for sure.
He's got the big thick legs and you know he's a low center of gravity guy. I love that about him, and I know he's going to stick his face in there because he is proving himself, coming from the small school, coming from, you know, proving everyone, all the doubters wrong every step of the way. I'm sure he's going to get after it in the run game and grab onto people and try to throw them out of bounds.
You know, John, we talked all summer about who's going to return punts. I am thrilled that Britton Covey is back.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he was healthy in 2023 – he was the best punt returner in football. He was electric. And I spoke with him yesterday in the locker room, and he told me that the neck injury that he had, the pain that he had from after breaking his shoulder bone, he said he is fine. He feels he is at 100% right now, and he can't wait to go. He could have stayed out there and re-signed with the Rams. He just was thrilled to come back.
Yeah, here. I was a big fan of that guy. I'm very glad to get him back.
He's terrific.
Yeah, let's go to Anthony in New Jersey right now. I feel like we haven't heard from Anthony in a couple weeks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Hammer, what's going on, man? Johnny Hendrix, Jimmy, my boy!
Anthony, we're getting what's really up, close Anthony? To Tuesday, man. And you know what that means. End of the road Fritz.
That means end of the road. Hey, Hammer, man, it's been a while, man. I wanted to check in with you, man, let you know that we're still here, man. It's the time we've been waiting for, Hammer. Let's go.
We've been waiting about 4 months, and this is it. And, Anthony, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, and everyone right now, I'm going to win.
Of course. Of course. That's what we said from day one.
I can't believe we're 2-2 for, but you called it from the jump.
I told you.
You said it's, and the whole panel, we were like, okay, sure, buddy, you're losing 5 straight, whatever. It's 2-2 going into basketball, man. Yeah. And props.
And Anthony, can you get there? We don't know the location yet.
But
can you be there Tuesday? Are you available Tuesday?
We'll call your boss if we need to, Anthony.
Hey, Hammer, man, I got some bad news, man. I hope it don't deteriorate you. After the game, man, I'm going out the country, man. So I'm not going to be around all next week.
I'm sorry to hear that. You'll be able to watch it live on YouTube. So
Yes. You know, I will watch. Hammer, I'm going to be rooting. I will watch. Hey, Hammer, please, man, I have one wish, man. just follow through, man. Do not let us down, Hammer.
Follow through in two cents. Follow through and win, but follow through on the shots.
Follow
when I was with Herb McGee last
shot,
week, when Herb McGee and I were working out, I was working out, he was coaching me. He was very clear. His number one thing was follow through on the shot, because he noticed I had a tendency to drop my arm, and he could tell that that was making the shot more erratic. So that is
advice from Herb McGee.
Priority number one.
No big deal.
Yeah. Priority number one. All right, Anthony, give me a big answer, buddy. What, like this coming season, was highly anticipated?
I'm going to go with the fight of the century, Muhammad Ali and Smoking
Joe.
That's
a great answer.
That's a big answer, too. We've had great answers. Ali Frazier won 1971, Madison Square Garden, a big answer. All right, a couple final minutes here with Ross. Ross will be with us till 8:40. Merrill with us till 9. Reminder, Terrell Owens here at the McGurkson Roersford coming up from 5 to 6 today. Ross, NFL storylines. Let's just cover this quickly. What is the biggest non-Eagles storyline this year in pro football?
I think right now it's probably the Micah Parsons trade, and in particular what that means. I mean, I think you can make a compelling argument that the Packers are the favorites in the NFC now. I wouldn't put them over the Eagles yet, but they're clearly the next team up. Right? I mean, he's a difference-making player. You know,
is Jordan Love, though, like 2 years ago, I'm like, man, this guy looks like he's going to be top five in pro football. So did C.J. Stroud. And then both of them regressed to different levels.
But that, I think, is part of the learning process for young quarterbacks, that I think if you're an Eagles fan, you got to hope Jaden Daniels goes through that this year. Because year one as starters, they play well, but then the whole offseason, D coordinator trying to come up with new stuff to slow them down. And a lot of times their coaches, their offensive coaches, they get so excited about them, they put more on their plate, and maybe they're not ready for it.
And let me give you some quick hitters, Ross, because, again, Ross, just for a couple minutes. Let's just do really quick hitters. Has Kansas City regressed? Like, did what we see in the Super Bowl be a sign that their roster isn't what it used to
be? No, I think they're going to be better this year.
Who comes out of the AFC?
I have the Chiefs.
What happens with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Eight or nine wins.
Is Bo Nix going to be, over the next 10 years, a good NFL quarterback?
Yes, I think that the Broncos are the most likely team to be up there with the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs in terms of maybe sneaking into the AFC Championship game.
Will Shedeur Sanders be an average or better quarterback in his career?
No.
Okay.
That
average
might have
or
been
better.
The best performance we've ever had with a go quick. You were like, quick hitters.
Average or better starting quarterback, you mean?
Yeah, better than an average starting quarterback.
Oh, no. I would think no. Okay. I'd be very surprised by that.
All right, very good.
That was phenomenal. Well done.
Well, I thought my questions. I mean, I had to come up with
the
questions.
That was good.
And I read
that was quick.
Compliments on both sides. Well done.
Yeah, Joe, never forget a chance to compliment yourself
real quick.
Of course,
right? You know?
Boy, I will tell you the quarterback to look out for this year. Michael Penix.
Ooh, I like him.
Michael Penix in Atlanta.
Him. He throws
deep. He is a great, great talent. You watch him emerge. And I actually think that Bo Nix could take the Broncos this year and pass the Chiefs.
Sure. One last thing while Ross is here. Get the drum roll back in the studio ready, Mr. Wilson. The Ross Tucker 2025 Eagles regular season prediction. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to Shiel earlier, so I guess I'm not that original. Very tough schedule, very good team. They're loaded again. 12-5 feels like the right number
very
once again.
Very good. Hey, Ross, stay well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ross Tucker.
Thank you, guys.
As he's got a busy next 6 months ahead of him, and he'll be with us every Wednesday. It's either 7:30 or 7:40, something like that, every Wednesday for an entire hour. All right, coming up in 1 minute, what Nick Foles said yesterday on WIP about over and over and over again being asked about the Philly special. It was a great answer from Foles. You'll hear it coming up in 1 minute.
So you know how everyone's talking about getting their house ready for colder weather? Well, one of the things you can do is replace your windows. I did it to protect my home from the summer heat, and now's the time to protect your home from the cold.
John, I feel like so many people forget that those old drafty windows, or even the cheap ones that come with the house, are just killing your energy bill. That's why we both went with Window Nation. They don't just sell windows, they are experts. And I'm talking top quality, energy efficient windows that actually work.
Window Nation are experts who have installed over 2 million windows. They'll have your new windows in place in a day or less, and it's so quick, you barely even notice they were there. Trust me on this one. I was sleeping like a baby.
And their latest offer is huge. When you buy 2 windows, you get 2 free, and you don't have to pay a thing for 2 full years. No down payment, no monthly payments, no interest until 2027. Go to windownation.com. or call 866-90-NATION to get your free estimate.
All right, we broadcast today from the rally in Roseford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Reminder, all sorts of breakfast deals are available. $12 for great sandwiches. I had the egg and cheese on a long roll earlier. We all had all sorts of variations of breakfast sandwiches. Great stuff. Terrell Owens will be here tonight from 5 to 6. The radio station will be broadcasting from here through 6 o'clock. Joe and Hugh show coming up at 10. Spike Ike and that Bobon guy coming up at 2 o'clock. Reminder, speaking of Bobon, otherwise known as the Oaf, otherwise known as Jack Fritz, this segment that we did yesterday on the afternoon show, if you missed it, and it was something. I'll say that. It was something.
I can't wait. I got some polling from the audience, by the way. The main consensus is people think Spike went way over the top.
Okay.
Is what I have heard from the audience here.
Not the first time.
That's what I
so
mean.
You'll hear that segment coming up at 9 o'clock today from yesterday. It was, I thought, pretty entertaining. You be the judge and the rules for the basketball. So we'll get to that coming up shortly. Twitter poll also right now. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you like the Eagles coaches and players? Do you like that the Eagles coaches and players have chosen to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony tomorrow night? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. So it's been 8.5 years now since the Eagles won that Super Bowl in Minnesota, the first one they won, Super Bowl 52. And the Philly special was one of the most important plays within the game. Had they failed at it, they may have lost the game. But they did not fail, and it was an all-time trick play, and it was a shocker, and it was, if you remember, the four guys that touched the ball, it went from Kelsey to Corey Clement to Trey Burton to Nick Foles. So Nick Foles was on WIP yesterday, and a great interview with Spike Ike and Jack. Talked about a lot, and one of the things was an interesting question about, you know, always being asked about the Philly special. You can only imagine how often he gets it, especially if he's around here. Here is Foles' answer on repeatedly being asked that question and whether it bugs him, always being asked.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About the same play by so many fans.
I think I just, being in Philadelphia, being drafted in Philly, and just being around the fan base, living in South Philly for a couple years, then downtown, being around everyone, I know how important the Super Bowl is for everyone. The Super Bowl victory, the first one, was so special because every year was like, this is going to be the year. So I know when that question is asked about the Super Bowl or the Philly special, I've been doing a series on social media about fun facts about the Philly special that people didn't know. As my brand Dad Season released the hat, I'm wearing the You Want Philly Philly hat.
There you go.
And I know that it's important to everyone asking me the question, and I try to treat it as it's the first time I got asked the question. And in my response, I don't want to shortchange it because that might be the only opportunity that person has to ask me about the question or in their way. And I want them to feel important because they are important, and every fan in Philly is important. And that's why it's so special. And it's really a great honor to have something like that with the Super Bowl and the Philly special, to have something to talk about. Not everyone gets that opportunity throughout their career to not only have a relationship with a team like Philadelphia, but the fan base. And I don't take that for granted. Fortunately, I'm so surrounded by coaching youth sports and, you know, building, you know, running the Dad Season brand and the podcast that I never really think about it too much. But it is always special when someone asks me, and I try to give them the attention they deserve.
What a guy.
I love him.
What a guy.
It's like the most perfect answer I've ever heard to any question, right? ever.
Is there any question as to why the locker room was tilted in his direction?
You're damn right, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was like I'm thinking of Joe DiMaggio. There was like, right? Yeah. Where it's like some kid who comes to the ballpark, never seen me play. I got to give him my all every day. It was like, I want them to feel like that they're the first person who ever had. I got chills.
No,
I'm not even kidding. Like, wow.
That's great. And then there's this current Eagles team, who I do love, but they're like, you know what? You guys had the banner ceremony by yourself. All right, so
like to win the Super Bowl? What are you talking about? We won the Super Bowl.
So, Devin, you're going to be on the field for the banner ceremony tomorrow night.
I'll be the only one, I guess.
Devin had a funny tweet putting out the Will Smith.
Fresh Prince
when he's looking around the room.
That's going to be me. So, Meryl, and if you guys want to just like have a chat, I'll be down there.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll set the scene.
You won't have anyone to interview, but hey, maybe you grab a referee or something. Hey, Mr. Referee.
CD Lamb just crossed the sideline.
You know what? I should go find CD Lamb.
Seriously, you should.
So, Merrill, we heard Foles, and obviously it makes sense that he would be asked more about that than anything else in his career. You've been doing this for almost 50 years as the Eagles announced. What year is this, by the way?
Only 49.
49.
Only.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Merrill Reese's 49th year. 49th year. All right. Oh, so, Merrill, I've never asked you this. What question do you get the most when people come up to you?
And they say, what is your favorite call of all time?
Yeah, that makes sense. I've asked you that.
And I never think about calls. I think about moments, about plays. But I say, aside from the Super Bowl, the final moments of the Super Bowl, which came from the heart, they asked me if I wrote it. And I never write it. But the moment that I remember the most was December 19th, 2010.
Deshaun.
When the Eagles were so bad in the first half. I said, the score is 20. The Giants 23. The Eagles are still at the hotel. And the Eagles came back. And I can remember that entire second half where it was a Michael Vick pass. And by the way, that's the best 30 minutes of quarterbacking I've ever seen. Michael Vick in that second half. Michael Vick to Brent Celek, 64 yards. Onside kick, David Akers, recovered by Riley Cooper. Pass to
Macklin.
Jeremy Macklin. Yep. And then again, Michael Vick on a draw. And then another touchdown pass to Jeremy Macklin. And I can remember the crowd just quietly.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop. And then I figured the Eagles had to hold them one more time, and they did. And Matt Dodge went back to punt, and Deshaun Jackson looked up and he muffed the ball.
Sure did.
And then he picked it up, and the Red Sea parted, and Jason Avant threw one of the greatest blocks of all time, and then Deshaun started to dance. Well, as I described it, Mike Quick punctuated it. As I said, he's at the 30, and Mike would go, oh, right down the line. And then Deshaun started to dance at the two-yard line. And as I watched that play again and again, there's a giant with an angle on him. And every time I see that, I get scared that he's going to make the tackle.
Yeah.
He just misses him, and he slips into the end zone, and that was the greatest moment I've ever
incredible.
Seen.
Incredible. Remains to this day.
To this day.
The only time in NFL history that a game ended in regulation
on a punt return.
Yeah. There has been one in overtime on a punt return, but that was the final play
and
of regulation.
And then the shot of Tom Coughlin screaming in Dodge's face. Like, what the hell? I told you not to punt it.
Kick it anywhere but directly at him.
I do think Merrill makes a great
point. By the way, the snap was a little high. Let me just say, part of the reason why I think Dodge kicked it right at him, high snap, he had to leap up to get it, and I think his timing was off.
It's a great point. Yeah. I think Merrill has a good point, though, highlighting Vic, because even when he said we're like Deshaun, and I think Deshaun deserves credit for that moment, but Mike Vic is the reason.
He got shortchanged.
It's one of the great halves we've ever seen.
His throw to Celek, I mean, it was a bullet right down the middle of the field.
Everything, including the onside kick, everything contributed to that.
No, they
that
won almost amazing. For about 8 minutes. They won every play.
They used every second. Yeah. They used every second they had.
They had to win every play.
They did,
and they won every play for 8 straight minutes. It was really something.
But you know, the great thing about this job is you leave the house or you leave the hotel, and you don't know that there is a chance that you're going to see something that day that you've never seen before.
Totally.
Well, you've seen a few of those. I mean, Mike Quick's 99-yard TD to
you know,
game.
Here in the monitors, a little while ago, I was looking up and I saw Mike always laughs and kids about the fact that Ron Jaworski gets credit for a 99-yard touchdown. He says, it was 7 yards. I took it the other 93. Yeah.
As Jaws likes to say, 99 yards, 2 feet and 11 inches.
I can still remember the safeties on the field for Atlanta, Scott Case and Bobby Butler.
Wow.
That's something. Amazing. All right, let's talk to Jim calling from Sewell. Jim, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Jim?
Good. So first on the Eagles, like the Nick Foles interview just gave a snippet of where he said the Eagles fans talk about, you know, this is going to be our year. 2 Super Bowls in my lifetime since 56, 2 World Series wins. You got to get the players out there. You got to get Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce on the big screen, hyping it up, and just really do it well because it's an opportunity to celebrate with the fans. So I think you put the players out there. They understand.
Well, Jim, I know Buddy Ryan would have the players out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Buddy would probably personally walk the Lombardi Trophy to midfield himself.
Buddy would be wearing a Dallas Sucks shirt.
You know, it's like ever since Andy, and listen, I'm an Andy Reid fan, let me be clear, but ever since Andy, you know,
we are robots. We give you nothing.
The approach has been very different. Yeah, it's been very different.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say that. Are you kidding me? Guys, so many people were criticizing Nick Sirianni.
But he changed. I agree. He
showing
used to
too
be
much
buddy-ish.
Emotion, and now we're complaining that he's like not going to celebrate out on the field.
But I'll say this. The Buddy Vermeil and Ray Rhodes way of embracing the rivalry was just
fun. It's entertaining.
Rhea, it was 20-fold more than what we have right now.
Nick Sirianni wore a Dallas Sucks shirt, and he got so much.
I loved it, though. I was one of the people not criticizing him.
Go ahead.
Listen, you guys don't even realize how crazy Buddy was about this stuff. You know, the day before Friday when the Eagles were practicing in Arizona all week before they went to Wrigley to Soldier Field in Chicago. And we fly into Chicago, and Buddy said, he said, we're not sneaking up on anyone. We're going to blast the lights, beat the horns, and I'm sitting on the bus next to Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the buses, 7 buses, start circling Soldier Field and blowing the horns.
Devin, this is before a playoff game.
Yeah, before a playoff game.
On the road. This is a whole different world.
And Wade Phillips said to me, he's serious. He's serious about this. Buddy did anything to draw attention.
Right.
But it was incredible.
Yeah, no, I love. And listen, Ray's battles with Barry Switzer were legendary because Switzer would say some stuff, and then Ray would say some
Switzer
stuff
was
back,
a nut.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.